Okay, we're up to the bottom of Mem Hei Yomiv Beis. Bo Motzon Kishem Mevorchim. The person didn't eat, and he came, was there when people were benching. So Mahu Omer Achareyim, what does he answer? Can't say Baruch Shochalnu Mishalo, he didn't eat. So Rav Zvir Omar Baruch Umavorach. He says Baruch Umavorach, and the Shulchan Aruch brings down a Nusach Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo Olam Voed. Or Baruch Hu Baruch Mavorach Shemo Tamid Li Olam Voed. I mean, that's the Nusach. Tamid Li Olam Voed. Rav Papa Omar Ona Omen. He answers Omen. Velo Plige. Hodash Kechinu Deka Amrei Nevorech. Right, if he just hears them saying Rabosai Nevorech, then he answers Baruch Hu Mevoruch Shemo Tamid Li'olam Voed. V'hadash Kechinu Dekamri Baruch. But if he comes and he hears them saying Baruch Shochalnu Mishalov Tvochayinu, that's a bracha, so that he can answer Amen. Ash Kechinu Dekamri Nevorech Omer Baruch Mevorech. Ash Kechinu Dekamri Baruch Ona Amen. Rashi. Bol mitzon echad min ashug bol matzah shlosha shayu mezamin. Person came and he heard three people saying birchas hazimun, and he didn't eat. Baruch hu mevorach delo matzi lemei mishachal lemishalo. He can't say baruch shachal lemishalo because he didn't eat. Ha dekamer baruch hu mevorach kedishkachinu dekamer hamezamin nevorech. He came and he heard them saying rabosai nevorech. Then he answers, what's it called, Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. Aval Ashkechinu, the Anu Baruch Hu, Anu Basrayu Amen. But if he heard them saying, the Baruch Elokeinu Shachalim Mishalo, then what's it called, then he answers, Amen. Okay. Tosus brings on this Nusach. Bahag Pasach, Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, Tamid Li Olam Va'ed. And if there's 10, then he answers, Baruch Hu Elokeinu Mevoruch Shemo Tamid Le'olam Voed. He answers the Elokeinu also. Okay. Right. Tani Chada, Ha'ona Omein Acher Berchosov Hareza Meshubach. Tanya Idach Hareza Meguna. So one Brisa says that if you answer Amen after your own brachas, it's a very good thing. And the other one says that it's not a good thing. Lo Kashu. Ha'va Bonei Yerushalayim Ha'vishar Brachas. By Bonei Yerushalayim, we'll see that that may only be a dogma of certain type of bracha, and according to others, it's only Bonei Yerushalayim, right? But by Bonei Yerushalayim, it's a good thing to answer Amen after your own bracha. But by other brachas, it's not a good thing. Rashi, Hav Bonei Yerushalayim, Shehi Sof HaBrachos, Harizeh Meshubach. That's the end of the series of brachos of benching. So there, you say your Amen even after your own bracha, to show that's the end of the series. The chaim b'sof birchus the kriyishma shachris v'arvis, right? Rashi says that this is only a dogma. Any place where you have a series of brachas and you finish that series, then you should say what's it called an amen after that series. The acher kol birchosav the tani b'braisa hariza meshubach acher gemar kol birchosav. When you have a series of brachas and you finish them, then you say amen. That's what it means. We don't have a series of brachas, right? Individual brachas, there you don't answer amen to your own brachas. Just to give you an idea of what the different shitas are over here, Tosus says that you only answer amen, what's it called, after Bonei Yerushalayim. Because there, it's a series of doraisa brachas, and there's a derabbanan bracha after, to make a distinction between where the doraisa brachas end, the first three, and where the rabbanan bracha starts, that's where you answer amen. But it only applies to Bonei Yerushalayim. But not after Yishtabach, which is a series, Baruch Sh'omar Yishtabach is a series of brachas. You don't answer amen to your own bracha there. Not Goal Yisrael, which is a series of brachas, Birchas Kriyishma, it ends there. The Kolbo, on the other hand, says any series of brachas, similar to Rashi, that you say Amen after your own bracha. Therefore, you would say Amen after Yishtabach of your own bracha, Melech Kelchel Amim Amen, and same thing after Goal Yisrael. Rabbeinu Yonah adds another place where there's a series of brachas, and when you finish them, you say, Amen, Hamavarech HaSamoyso Bashalom. Also, you answer Amen to your own bracha. It's a series of brachas, and you answer Amen at the end. The Ritva agrees also that any series of brachas, you say Amen, except for one, Goal Yisrael. Goal Yisrael, there shouldn't be a hetzik between Geula and Tfila. There, even though the klal he agrees would apply, but there it doesn't apply because of the hetzik. The Maisa, the Sefer HaMichtam says that you need at least two brachas to be considered a series. And less than two brachas, obviously, not considered a series, only it's a single bracha. The Keset Mishnah brings on a Ravid, or the Ravid in the Rambam, he says that the bracha Rishona and a bracha after bracha achrona are mitzarfin to be considered two brachas. So every bracha achrona, you'd also make an amen after your brachas, because the two brachas are a series. There's a bracha rishona, there's a bracha achrona. Mamela, and everything in between is not matzik. So he would hold by every bracha achrona, he also would say amen. L'maisa l'halacha, the Mechaber, I think, paskins that any series of brachas you answer amen. That's why Stardim answer amen after Yishtabach, after Shomer Amor Yisrael Oad, after Brichas Kriyishma, and Ashkenazim only answer amen after Bonei Barachman of Yerushalayim, but not after any other series. Hallel would also be a series of brachas, Bracha Rishona and Bracha Achrona, that by Stardim they would answer amen by themselves, and by Ashkenazim we don't answer amen except by Bonei Barachman of Yerushalayim, like Tosus says over here, only where it's a series that's Doraisa, to differentiate between the Doraisas and the Rabbanans. Okay, let's go on. The Gemara goes on. Okay. Abaya onile bekola. Now, if you're answering amen after Bonei Yerushalayim, how do you answer it? Loud or low? So Abaya used to say it out loud. Ki hechid l'shomu po'alim v'lekimu. Datov ha-metiv lav d'oraisa. He used to say it out loud that the po'alim would get the hint that they have to leave. Po'alim, the Rabbanan, pattered them from saying hatov ha-metiv. They shouldn't waste time from their work. Right? That was in a time when people were machped very much, like we learned before, on every second. Today, it's understood that if you're a worker, even if you're working on an hourly basis or whatever, you have off for saying the fourth bracha of benching. And that way, when Abaye answered out loud, so it was a sign that Poalim get up and leave, this is not a bracha for you, the next one. Ravashi onile belechisha. Ravashi Davka said it low. Ki hechi lo mezalzul batova meitiv. That people shouldn't be mezalzul batova meitiv. As if he said out loud, this is it, this is really the end of benching, and the next bracha is not all that important. So he used to say it low, that people shouldn't be mezalzul. Just here there's a little bit, Tosis Paskins like Ravashi, that you Davka say it low. And the Rif, the Rambam, the Smag, don't bring down this halacha b'chlal that you have to say it low. And the Bach explains that only in the time where Poalim were potter, then there was a chshash of zilzul. The shaila was, should you say it loud so the Poalim leave, or do you say it low because people see the Poalim are leaving, and they get the idea that this bracha is not important b'chlal. It's not that the work is so chashiv that brichas hatova meitiv is not so important. So therefore, he Davka said it low. So the shaila was only because of Poalim. Bizman hazeh, when this doesn't apply by Poalim, so the male is no Indian Davka to say it low either. And the Ramah also is Masbir in Darchei Moshe, the minig is to answer it out loud, not to say it Davka low. He also says another reason. He says that that's only when there aren't other people around who are answering. But there are other people answering besides you. It's not just you answering, you're to yourself. But there's other people answering, then there's no reason why you have to say it low. Other people say it loud also. Okay. Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch says that you should say it low. You shouldn't say it out loud. And the Ramah says, like he says in Darchei Moshe, if there's other people around, then you can say it out loud. And the Mishnah Berurah says the minig is even when you're alone. You can say Amen out loud because of the first time that we said it's only applied by Poalim. When there's no Poalim, there's Manazeh, and there's Halacha doesn't apply, then there's no reason to say Boni Barachim of Lo. You can say Amen after Boni Barachim, say it out loud. That's the minig that I can say it out loud. Okay, let's go on. Reb Zeira Cholash, Reb Zeira got sick, Ole Gaber of Avo. Avo came to visit him. So he was makabel on himself that if Reb Zeira, who was called the Ketina Chorek Shaki, the little guy whose hips were burned, he was, Manasseh himself to see if fire couldn't have a koach on him, right? So he was called the guy with the hips that were burnt. So if he gets better, I'll make a yontif of the Rabbanah. Right, so I'll make a yanta for the Rabbanan, right, like a siyum. That's called Yom Tova l'Rabbanan. I'll make a suda of Hodor, right, for the Rabbanan. Ispach. So he got better. Ovat suda, so the Kula Rabbanan. So he made a suda for all the Rabbanan. Ki Martel Mishrei, when they wanted to make a, what's it called, a motzi, right, Omar Leila Reb Zeira Lishli Ranmar. So he said to Reb Zeira, you be the Botzeya. You make the motzi. Omer le lo sover lo mar lo hod Reb Yochanan. The Omer Balabayis botzeya. Right? Don't you hold what Reb Yochanan said that the Balabayis is botzeya? And Rashi says in order to what's it called that should be an ayin yotha. We'll see. What the Gemara says. Okay, but in any case, the Balabayis is botzeya because of he should be botzeya, a nice piece for everybody. He's the Balabayis. You can't take somebody else's bread and give out generously. You have to give your own bread generously. So shor lehu. So, what's it called? Rabavo listened to him, to Reb Zeira, and he made the motzi. Ki mata levruche, when they came to benching, Omer le nivrech lon mar. So now he said to Reb Zeira, what's it called? Maybe you'll bench. Omer le lo sober lo mar lo hoder of huna, the min bovel, the Omer botzea mevorech. Don't you hold that the person who made the motzi should be the one to bench? So you made the motzi, now you bench. The EU commands Svirale, so who did Rav Avo hold from? Rav Zeira already told him that the Balabayis is Botseya, and whoever is Botseya is also Mavorich. So who did Rav Avo hold from? That he asked Rav Zeira, first of all, to be the Botseya, and then he asked Rav Zeira to bench. Ki hodan Rav Yochanan Mishun Rav Shimon Yochai, Balabayis Botseya, Enochinami, the Balabayis is the one who makes the Motzi, but Oreach Mavorich, but the Oreach is the one who benches. Balabayis Botseya Kadesh Yiv Tzabayin Yotha. The Balabayis is the one who's Botseya, that he should be Botseya Bayin Yotha. Right? It's his bread, so he can give it out generously. The Oreach Mivorech Kadesh Yivorech Balabayis. And the Oreach benches in order he should be able to say a bracha to the Balabayis. Okay? And we'll see that, according to some, this is only in the time when only one person benched. That was Zimun. Zimun was, one person was Mezamein, and he benched the entire benching, and everybody was Yotzei, and answered Amen to his brachas. So if the Oreach wasn't Mevorech, there would be no Birchas Balabayis. If the Balabayis was the one benching, couldn't bench himself. Right? Today, where everybody says their own brachas, so they all can bench the Balabayis, this halacha may not apply. Okay. So, my Mevorech, what bracha do you give the Balabayis? That's the Iker Bracha. Where's the addition here? No, the worship, but there's on the side. What was the Groh? It's not the Groh. See the bays. Don't see it here. Okay, in any case, I thought it was an issue. Okay, Rebbe Moshe Bo Dvorim. He adds other things. The Yitzlach Ma'od Dechon Nechosav, Viu Nechosav, Nechosenu Mutzlochim, Mekrovim Le'ir, Ve'al Yishlot Sotim, Lo B'maisi Yodav, Ve'lo B'maisi Yodenu, Ve'al Yizdaker, or in the Rosh, on the side, is Yizdaket. Yizdaker means shouldn't be thrown. Yizdaker means to throw something in front of you. And Lizdakek means it shouldn't be nitpal, it shouldn't be attached to him. Or Yizdakek, lo lefonav lefanenu shum dover hiru chet baveru v'ovu mi'atov v'yarolam. Rashi. Ketina choreshaki, kacha yukarnu Reb Zeira. That's how they called Reb Zeir, we didn't say the Rashi here before. Ki heche delishamu poalim the yedu shenigmra kol habracha shariena mavarech ol na'amein ala v'sof. And then they'll know the bracha is finished, and it's a sign they should pack out and go back to work. If he's not saying Hatova Meitiv, loichbasle. They can sover lav doraisahi. Ela be yavne tiknu ala ruge beitar should not be lekvura. There's a special takana de rabbanan when they were able to bury haruge beitar. You'll see later. That's when they were misakin Hatova Meitiv. And therefore, since only the rabbanan pattered a poel from saying it, so he should get back to work. Ravashi ani lahu onen bilechisha ki hechid lalashamu the yedu shisham gemar habrachos the yizalz lebatov ametiv. He used to say it low that people shouldn't get the idea that this is the end of benching, and they should be mizalzel in hatov ametiv. Umiu mishum desof kol birchosov haya, right? But still, he answered onen because it was the end of a series of brachas, but he didn't say it out loud. Betanyu brais harizem shubach lo sagid lo ani le. He had to answer it. Right, but not out loud. Tina Choroshaki, Kacha Yukorn Reb Zeira, the time of Farsh Reb Metzia Basokhras Apoli. Kimoto Le Mishrei, Lishna De Sheirusa, Kolomer Lifros, Birkas Hamotzi Levelecho. And Mishrei means to break the bread. And he's the one who made the motzi. Ravuna De Mibovel, Hainu Ravuna Stama. Well, if he's a Akshav Hoy Reb Zeira Beretz Yisrael, the Mokum Rabavohu, that's where it said Rav Huna Mibavel. It's not a special Rav Huna. It's the same Rav Huna we always speak about. But here it mentions specifically Rav Huna Mibavel because Rav Zeir and Rav O are both what's called in Eretz Yisrael, so it identifies Rav Huna as being me from Bavel. Krovim Le'ir, Shiyochel Lirosam Balabayis Tomid, Ladas Manim Tzrichim. What's the mila of having your fields close to the city that you're able to supervise them? Because if you can't supervise your fields and your workers work without you supervising them, you're going to end up losing your money. Nechasov karkos is fields. And heichen birchas hamaz avingeriyat. Okay. Okay, let's go on, finish, and then we'll come back to this. And heichen birchas hazimun. Right? Where is the end of birchas hazimun? Rav Nachman Omar ad Nevorich. Rav Nachman says that until Nevorich elokeinu shochalnu mishalom, right, and the Baruch Elokeinu till the beginning of Birchas Hazon. That is the end of the Zimun. The Bruch of Hazon is Hakol is not part of Zimun. That's the beginning of benching. We'll see that's how Rashi learns. For Rav Sheshes Omer Ad Hazon. No, Zimun is the first Bruch that we call the first Bruch of benching is really the first Bruch of Zimun. And that's only if you have three people do you say that Bruch, Rashi says. If you don't have three people, you start from No Delecha. Okay, and we'll see that if according to Rashi, Pashtus, you wouldn't start from No Delecha, you'd have to start with a bracha. You would have to start Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, No Delecha. That's not a bracha smucha lechaverta. Right, only by us that it's, we consider all three brachas brachos of benching, so then the second bracha doesn't start with Baruch because it's Samach lechaverta. But if you hold that, what's it called, that Birchas Hazan is not part of benching, it's part of Zimun, and benching starts from No Delecha, so then what's it called? You have to start with a bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. So see, that's how Rashi holds. Name it Tanoi. Let's say this is a Machlokas Tanoi. The Tani Chada, Birchas Hamazon. Okay, let's see Rashi first, because Rashi is a big Chiddush here. Birchas Hamazon, Ad Heichan Birchas Hamazon, Shetzrichim Lio Shlosha, Ukshen Shnayim Lo Yomrua. What do you say only if you have three people, but if you have two, you don't say it. So, what's it called? Rav Nachman says, you say, Rabosai Nevorech till Baruch Elokeinu Shochalnu Mishalov Tov Chayinu. If you have three, if you don't have three, you don't say that. But from there on, if you only have two or one, you say, from Hazon Sa'olam Kolobotovo, then everybody says. Rav Sheshe says, no. Till Hazon Sa'kol, you only say if you have three people. If you don't have three people, you only have two, you don't say, till Hazon Sa'kol. And you only start from No Delecha. Now the Gemara says, Neime Katanoi. Let's say this Machlokas Amoraim is a Machlokas Tanoi. The Tani Chada, Birchas Hamazon Shnayim Ushlosha. Right, Birchas Hamazon has two or three brachas. Meaning, if you bench with two people, you only say two brachas. No Delecha, which is Ala Arzal Amazon, and Bonei Yerushalayim. It's two brachas. I Hatova Meitiv. We're only talking about the brachas that are min haTorah, not the Rabbanan. Or this brisa was said before they were masakin the last bracha. That bracha was masukin in Yavne. Could be this brisa was said before Yavne. So it's not including the Hatova Meitiv. We're only talking about the brachos Yoraisa. So if you have two people, you only say two brachas. If you have three people, you say three brachas. This is all the way Rashi learns. V'tanya idach, shlosho v'arboa. Another brisa says three and four. Okay, pashtus. The idea is, this is the way the Gemara learns now, that three and four means that if you only have two people, you say three brachas, right, including, and if you have three people, you say four brachas, including Baruch Elokeinu Shochalu Mishalom. Savrua dekulei alma atova meitiv lav deraisa. Now we think, this is the way I explained it to you, that Hatova Meitiv is Lav Doraisa, so that's not counted here Bechlal. That's not part of these, the cheshbon of two or three or four. That's out of the cloud. So my Lav, Behokamit today. So if that's the case, right, that leaves three brachas, four possible brachas here. It's one is the Zimun itself, Birchas Hazon, Birchas Saaretz, and Birchas Bonei Yerushalayim. Okay, so man the Omer Shtayim v'Shalosh, the one who says two and three, Kesover Ad Hazon, that till Hazon is called Zimun. So that's one long bracha that you only say if you have three. If you don't have three, then you start from No Delecha, and you only have two brachas, right? No Delecha and Rache, those are two. Man the Omer Shalosh v'Arba, Kesover Ad Nevorech, and the one who holds that Zimun ends by Nevorech. So he holds Hazan is a bracha by itself that you say even without three. So if you have three, you say what's it called, three brachas, four brachas, including the Zimun. And if you have only two, you only say three brachas. You start from Hazan as Saolam, and you end with Bonei Yerushalayim. So Rav Nachman said that comes out that these Tanoim are arguing in what Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes argue. One holds that Zimun ends by Hazan as Hakol, and you don't say that if you don't have three. And the other one holds that Zimun ends by Shochalu Mishalo, right, Uvetuvo Chayinu, and you say Birchas Hazon, even if you only have two. So Rav Nachman Mitaris Tamei, Rav Sheshes Mitaris Tamei. Rav Nachman Mitaris Tamei, the Kulei Alma Ad Nevorich. Everybody holds that Zimun is till Nevorich. Man the Omer Sholosh the Arba Shapir. So therefore, Pashtus is three and four. If you have three people, you say four brachas, Zimun, Hazan, Haaretz, and Bonei Yerushalayim. If you have only two people, you say don't say the Zimun, you say the other three. So it's three or four. Uman Yomer Shtayim V'Shalosh. So what's the other man Yomer Shtayim V'Shalosh? Omer Lecha, Hocha, Lebirkas, Poali, Maskinon. The Omer Mar, Poseach, the Hazan, the Kol, Bonei Yerushalayim, Lebirkas, Haaretz. Right? They made another dispensation for Poali. Not only did they tell him you don't have to say the fourth bracha, Bechlal, but even the first two brachas, you combine together, right? You combine, not the first two, the second two. You say Hazan by itself, and then your kolel, what's it called, Birkas Ha'aretz, no delecha, you don't say a separate bracha, Al Ha'aretz El Hamazon, but instead, your kolel Bonei Yerushalayim in that. You don't say a separate bracha of Rachem and Bonei Yerushalayim, your kolel it all together in Birkas Ha'aretz. Okay, so basically you only say two brachas. So if you have two people, you only say two brachas. Hazon is hakol, and a combination of Al-Ha'aretz V'Al-Hamazon and Bonei Yerushalayim into one bracha. And in order to shorten it so they can get back to work. And therefore, what's it called, this man the Omer holds, it's talking about Po'alim, and then it's shortened to two or three. Rav Sheshes Mitaritz Tamei, Rav Sheshes will answer according to his reasoning, the Kulei Amar Hazan. Everybody holds that you only say till Hazan if you have three. So, Man Yomer Shtayim V'Shalosh Shapir. The one who says two and three is simple, right? There's two brachas, No Delecha and Rachem, if you only have two people. There's three brachas if you have three people. Okay, you're adding on now the Zimun and Tilhazon Asako is all one bracha. That's three brachas, an extra bracha if you have three people. Man the Omer Sholosh V'Arba, either one who says three and four, Kesov Hatova Meitiv D'Oraisa, he's including Hatova Meitiv, that's the extra one. So the first two are the same, and the three or four is the Hatova Meitiv. Okay, Omer of Yosef, Teda, the Hatova Meitiv Lav Doraisa. I'll prove to you that Hatova Meitiv is Lav Doraisa, Shari Poel, Mokrosa. Because Poland don't say it. It'll be Doraisa, even though we had before that it's possible even by a Doraisa, the Rabbanan should tell you not to say a Bracha Doraisa, right? Shevi Altasa. But it's more of a Mistaber that it's only the Rabbanan. Right, because Okra completely. Omer of Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta Mishmei de Rav Teda da Tova Meitiv Lav de Raisa Shari Poseach Bob Baruch Vein Chosim Bob Baruch. Right, because it starts with Baruch and doesn't end with Baruch. Right, okay, we'll go on after this to see why that's a raya that it's not the Raisa. But the Pasha is like this. Usually a Bracha Smucha Lechaverta doesn't start with Baruch. That's why no Dilecha doesn't start with Baruch and Rachim doesn't start with Baruch, because it follows a previous Bracha, so you don't start with Baruch if you're following a previous Bracha. According to that rule, right, Hatova Meitiv follows Bonei V'Rachim of Yerushalayim. It shouldn't start with Baruch. But in order to differentiate that these are Doraisa, and this is only Durabanan, they started Hatova Meitiv with a Baruch, that it's not part of the series of the brachas from before, it's separated. This is only the Rabbanan, that's the Raisa. Okay. Rashi. Ad heichan birchas hazimun, shetzrichim li oshlosha, kshen shnayim lo yomruha. That you have to have three people, and if you're only two, you don't say it bechlal. Birchas hamazon shtayim v'shalosh, pa'amim shehem shtay brachos, pa'amim shehem shalosh. Sometimes you only say two brachas, sometimes you say three. Ketzad, kishehem shlosha, hein shalosh brachas. When there's three people, then there's three brachas. Shame Shnayim, Hame Shte Brachas. Was two people, there's only two brachas. Could have a farish vazel. Tikasavar Bircha Zimun who ad Hazan. Bircha Sazimun ends with Hazan as Hako. Ukishahem Shnayim ain't over Nella Bircha Saaretz. When there's only two people, they only say Bircha Saaretz, Ubone Yerushalayim. They don't say Bircha Sazan. Hazan is only part of Zimun. It's not part of Benji. Umanda Omer Sholosh the Arba. Kishahem Shnayim Hari Sholosh. Hazan, Bircha Saaretz, Bone Yerushalayim. Ukshem Shlosha, he mosif in the Varech out of the Tuvo Chayinu, and that's considered a fourth bracha. Okay, Mokim Lola Gassin, okay, Varechi Gassin, Vahad Tanya Shtayim Vashalosh, from Birkas Paalim. So Mara answers, no, Rav Nachman answers his way, Rav Sheshis answers his way. The Amri Birkas Haaretz, Ubon Rishlaim, Bechad a bracha. Ein Kanela Birkas Hazan, Ubirkas Haaretz. Ukshem Shlosha, mosif in the Varech, Hari Shalosh. Okay. The Omar Mar, Leel Baterik Sheni, Shari Poseh, Baba Baruch, the idioraisa he have smucha lechaverta. They impose to Baba Baruch. If it would be minat Torah, it would be a bracha smucha lechaverta, and it wouldn't start with Baruch. The fact that it starts with Baruch is because it's dafka the Rabbanan. Okay. Okay. Let's see what's here. Okay. First of all, in the halachas of who is the botseya. So the Rosh, the Rashba, and the Ritva all learn that if the Suda is made specially for the Oreach, then he has a din of a Balabayas, because it's his Suda. It's made special for him. That was the Havamina way they wanted Reb Zeira to make the Motzi, even though he knew that the Balabayas is Botzeya, but where you have somebody that the Suda is made special for him, so he becomes like the Balabayas. The Rishir Leon says that even though the Balabayas is the one who should, what's it called, make the Motzi, but he can mechabit somebody else to make the motzi, and then they can be ayin yofet too, because he has the rishus of the balabais. So then, if the balabais wants to give up his honor of making the motzi, right, he's allowed to, and the Rav Yoh says he can't. So since the whole reason is that you do it the ayin yofet, so he has to do it, right? Because the other person, even if he has rishus of the balabais, is not going to be the one who's going to give out generously. It's not his bread. The Balabayas has the right to give out generously, so it's a halacha, not that the Balabayas has the prerogative to make a motzi. He has to make a motzi. The Tur and the Mechaber say that the Balabayas is the one who makes the motzi, even if there's somebody greater than him. He still makes the motzi, even if there's somebody greater. I think the Nafkamina would be if you have your father or your Rebbe at your table. Still, the Balabayas should be the one to be motzeya. See, we'll take a look at whether this applies to me or not. The Marsha and the Marsha holds that the Balabayas, if he wants to, can be mechabed the person who's a gadol from him. Okay. The Divrei Chamuda says that today the minig is not to dafka be makbed on the Balabayas to be make a mikum be mechabed other people, because that was only when they used to take a motzi, take off a big piece and give it to people, and that was what they had for the whole meal. Today, our minhag is to give a small piece around, and people eat from bread that's on the table, not from the original bread you made the motzi on. So today, there's no inyan that the balabayis dafka has to be motzeya, says the divrei chamudos, because there's no inyan of doing it by ayin yofa. There's no ayin yofa over here. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down there's chilukei deis about that. Or if you should be mechabed the gadol today, the balabayis should be mechabed the gadol. Right, again, if your father, your Rebbe, sitting at your table, should you be dafka, let them make the motzi? Or dafka the balabayis should be botseya, and he's not machriya one way or the other. There's yesh lekan lekan. When there is no balabayis, then the gadol, the greater person at the meal, is the one who is mevorech. Okay, now we're benching. That's by the botseya. How about the mevorech? So the Rosh says that even though the Botseya is the one who's Mavarech, right? That's one Deya, and the Gemara says the Oreyach, right? The Balabayas, if he wants to be Mavater on Birchas Oreyach, the whole reason is for the sake of the Balabayas, that the Oreyach should be Mavarech. So the Rosh says that, what's it called, if the Balabayas doesn't need the Bracha, he says, I'm Mavater on Birchas Oreyach, he can bench himself. Yeah. The guy who owns the guy who owns
the restaurant or
something. We'll say. In any case, the balabayas is the one who is giving of his food for free. That we'll see in a second. In any case, so the balabayas, if he wants to be mevater and birchas oreach, he can bench himself if he wants. And that's how the Tur and the Mechaber both pashtim, right? The Rabbeinu Yonah says that only when the balabayas is greater than the oreach, then he can take back the benching from the oreach. But if the oreach is greater than the balabayas, then both considerations, he's the oreach, which is for the sake of the balabayas, but he's also gadol from the balabayas, then he maintains that schus and the balabayas can't take it away. The prima gadim holds the balabayas can mechabit any oreach he wants, or even not the gadol. Right, because the whole Indian is for the sake of the balabayas, the oreach mevarech him. So when the balabayas retains that schus of giving it to the oreach, so he'll get a bracha, he doesn't have to give it dafka to the greatest oreach, he can give it to any oreach he wants. The Magen Avraham says a thing that the Gabi restaurants or whatever, I think, has a nafkamina. He says the balabayas can be mechabed also a person who's paying for the meal. Because he also has a gather of balabayas, right? The person who pays for the meal has a gather of balabayas. So, according to this, Lechora, if you're paying for the meal, you're like the balabayas. So, the person who's not paying for the meal, who happens to own the place where you're eating, is not a balabayas anymore, right? Because it's only when you're eating from the balabayas, and therefore you don't say birchas oreach. You don't have to give him a bracha. He's not a balabayas. Balabayas means the one who paid for the meal, right? So it could be that if you're eating in a restaurant, you don't say balabayas hazeh, because he's not giving you the food. You bought the food. You're the balabayas now. You paid for it. So you become the balabayas. So the person who pays for the meal becomes the balabayas, and his guests are his guests. And the restaurant owner is out of the picture. He just gives you the place to eat. He's not giving you the food. Okay. No, because then there's two balabatim. I'm giving you the food, but you're paying for it also. Okay, so I'm a balabayas because the mice, it's my food. But there's people at the table. The Magen Avraham is talking in a case where there's people at the table who are eating and not paying, and there are people who pay. So the guy who's paying also has a dinner balabayas, right? He's not an oreach. The other people who aren't paying is an oreach. Okay. But the maisa, if what's it called? But I'm also giving other people to food, so I can be mechayved the oreach who's not paying, or I can mechayved the guy who's paying also. But the guy who's paying is not considered an oreach; he's considered a balabayas. So if everybody's paying, nobody's getting it for free, then everybody's a balabayas. Should be lachar. Till now, I've been saying balabayas as I want to eat in a restaurant, but lachar, you don't have to say that. Okay. If there's no balabayas, okay, if the balabayas is not going to, bench himself, then what's it called, he can't take away, in other words, if the Balabayas, Mishnah Berurah says like this, if the Balabayas wants to bench himself, he wants to take away the schus from an oreach bechlal, in benching himself, he has a right to do that. Because in place of birchas oreach, the Balabayas has a right to bench. But if he's not going to bench himself, then he can't take it away from an oreach who's gadol mimenu. Right? Only when there's no God, let him mechabit anybody he wants, like the Magen Avraham says. A mechabit, what's it called, even a person who's not an oreach. But if he's not doing it himself, then if the oreach is bigger than him, he can't be mechabit somebody who's not the God. Okay? The Levush says that Bisman Hazeh, we're not makbid on this, and the Balabayas mechabit anybody he wants. God will cotton, whatever, it's his chus, and we're not makbid on this bechlal. The Kafachayim Lysis Cholek and says we'll makbid on all these halachas even Bisman Hazeh. The Shilas Yavitz, the Orach HaShulchan says, where everybody benches, as I told you before, everybody benches today themselves. It's not one person benching, so there's no one person who's mevarach the Balabayas. Everybody's mevarach the Balabayas. So then this halacha bechlal doesn't apply, that you have to be mechabed the oreach. Okay, now this halacha of Adhechon Birchas Hazimu. Rashi, like we said, learns that the shaila is if a yochid has to say hazan, which is a phenomenal thing. According to Rashi, there aren't really three brachas in benching. The Pnei Yeshua explains that we don't need really three separate brachas for benching. You need three in yonim. So in No Delecha, we also say al ha'oris al hamazon. So the idea of hazan is included in that bracha. So really, min haTorah, there's no necessity of saying three separate brachas. And in haTorah, birchas hazimun is to hazan, and two people bench, they really, ikra adin, don't have to say that separate brach of hazan, because the concept of mizonos is included in, but now that the Rabbanan made three brachas, then even a yachid has to say hazan. That's only a din de Rabbanan, where they separated the brachas into three things. But ikra adin, that's what the Gemara is talking about, hazan is not really part of benching, because you're yotze the hazan with no delicha also. And like we said, according to Rashi, it should come out, right, that Tzlach says, should come out, that if you do start benching from no delecha, you have to start with a bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, no delecha al haaretz. The Ravid learns different than Rashi, and he says the shail is going back on the halacha we had before. One guy went out to the shuk, right, so it says that you're mezamnin olav, but he has to be able, you have to call to him, and he has to hear from where he is. How much does he have to hear? That's the shaila here. It's not how much you have to bench. The shaila is, where is birchas hazimun? If he has to listen to zimun, can he stop listening after the tuvo chayinu, or does he have to hear till hazon is hakol? That's the right. He's talking in a case where the guy is not there anymore. Does he have to pay attention till hazon is hakol, or only until the tuvo chayinu? The Rith learns that it's talking about another case we had before. Three people ate together, and one has to leave. Okay? So, he's matzik to hear the, he has to leave, so he has to hear the zimun before he goes, right? So he can be mitzaref to the other people. So how much does he have to hear? Till, similar to the Ravid, till uvetubo chayinu, until hazon is hakol. The Rith learns that that's what we said, okay. Tosfos says that we passed him like Rav Sheshes, right? And the halacha is that you have to hear till Hazon is Hakol. Wherever you have to hear Zimun, you have to hear till Hazon is Hakol. And the Ramah in Darkei Moshe says that, right? And in the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah says that's the minig. So therefore, according to us, Ashkenazim, right, the Mevorich, the Mezamein, should say out loud till Hazon is Hakol, because that is the brach of Zimun. That's how much you have to hear to what's it called to be Yotze Zimun. So you should say the entire bracha till Hazon is Hakol all the way through. Right. The Rif, on the other hand, paskens like Rav Nachman, that after Uvetuvo Chayinu, what's it called, is the end of the Zimun, and the Mechaber and the Shulchan Aruch paskens like that too, comes out according to Sfardim, you don't have to say the first bracha out loud, because the Zimun ends by Uvetuvo Chayinu.